نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Now we come to سورة الحشر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصولهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار صدق الله العظيم. This is the third of the group of 10 Madani surahs, and you have seen that Surah Al-Hadid started with Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wal ard. Then Surah Al-Mujadila, without any mention of tasbih. Now this third is again starting. But there is a difference. There was Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wal ard. Here, to have more emphasis, Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi ard. Everything which is in the heavens and everything which is in the earth glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa al-azizul hakeem. I have explained these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in connection with Surah Al-Hadid. Now, in this surah also you shall find that conflict between Hizbullah and Hizbush Shaitan. But first of all, there is a historical background, and that was the battle of Bani Nazir. When the Prophet came to Medina, I told you, to consolidate his position at Medina, he did three things. Number one, building of the mosque. Number two, making brothers, one of the Ansar, other from Muhajir, declared as brothers. And thirdly, he concluded treaties with the three Jewish tribes which were there around Medina. The Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, and Banu Quraysha. That was a treaty of joint defense of Medina. But after the Battle of Badr, Banu Qaynuqa, they broke their treaty. So they were expelled from Medina. The same thing happened to Banu Nazir after Uhud, the Battle of Uhud. They also conspired, and when their conspiracies came to surface, then the Prophet ﷺ took a step against them and laid a siege around their, they had sort of fortifications. So, but they couldn't dare come out and fight with the Muslims. And so they surrendered and they were expelled. It was allowed to them, you can go from Medina wherever you like and you can take whatever you can take with you. So they took whatever wealth or things that they belonged to them, they took them. Also, they themselves demolished their houses so that to take the doors or the windows or, some board of the ceilings. So these things also they wanted to take. So it's destruction with their own hands. So this was the punishment that came to them. But then there was Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief of the Munafiqeen. He had instigated him that nothing doing. If you are expelled from here, we shall also leave Medina with you. If there is a war against you, a battle against you, we shall help you. But at the time of when this event happened, he couldn't come to the help. So his hypocrisy, is clear. They are sincere neither to the Muslims nor to the non-Muslims. They are neither to Allah nor to human beings. They are sincere only to their own self and the lower self, the baser self, the id or libido, and that's all. هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It is He, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has expelled those who disbelieved from among the people of the book, that is Banu Nazir. Min diyarihim, from their homes, the awwal al-hashr, at the first gathering of the people. The first gathering, Muslims came, laid a siege, and then they surrendered. Ma zanantum an yakhruju. O Muslims, you never thought they will come out. Wa zannu annahum mani'atuhum husulahum. And they also thought that their fortresses would defend them from Allah. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. But then Allah came upon him whence they reckoned not, they didn't think from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can attack them. What was that? قَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الرُّعْبَ. Allah put in their hearts the terror of Muslims. This is our Allah attacks. Now what thing can avail you? When your heart has gone and you are full of fear and terror, nothing can help you. فَاتَعَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Now they are demolishing and destroying their homes with their own hands, وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the rest of the work was done by the Muslims. فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. So take heed of this, O you who have eyes and sight. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْجَلَاءَ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not prescribed for them the exile, لَعَذَّبَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He would have given them a very painful chastisement in this world. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابُ النَّارِ. And for them in the hereafter is the torment of the fire. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Now this is the same. حَادَّ يُحَادُّ شَاقَّ يُشَاقُّ. Those in conflict. مُشَاقَّ بَعْضُ الْمُفَعْلَ مُشَاقَّةَ. Enmity. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. This is because they were enemies to Allah and His messengers. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِّ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whosoever opposes and fights against Allah, Allah is very severe in punishment. مَا قَتَعْتُمْ مِنْ لِينَةٍ أَوْ تَرَكْتُمُوهَا قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا. Whatsoever palm trees you cut down, because there were palm trees around their fortresses, and it's sort of, you know, a defense for them. So the Prophet allowed the Muslims to cut down some of the palm trees, so that the way to invade over their fortresses was to clear. Then there was a criticism. What type of a messenger of Allah is? He is letting people cutting down the trees. They are innocent. They have done nothing to them. But you know, Allah is saying that it was with the permission of Allah. مَا قَتَعْتُمْ مِنْ لِينَةٍ أَوْ تَرَكْتُمُوهَا قَائِمَةً عَلَىٰ أُصُولِهَا. Whatsoever palm trees you cut down or left standing upon their roots, it was by Allah's leave. فَبِعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. وَلَيُفْضِيَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And this was so that the transgressors should be humiliated. فَمَا أَفَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ. And whatsoever is restored to his messengers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَلَىٰ رِكَابٍ. You made no expedition against them with cavalry or cavalry. Now this was the position that when there was no fighting, whatever wealth the Muslims got, it was ghanima. If it was ghanima, it should have been divided among all the people who took part in that expedition. But here is a new law that if there is no fighting, and without fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some wealth to the Muslims from the non-Muslims, then it is called fair. And this fair is not distributed. It is exclusively for Allah and His messenger and His relatives and the poor among the Muslims. So this is the fair. مَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُمْ فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ. You didn't run your horses over them, وَلَا رِكَابٍ, nor your camels. وَلَٰكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَلِّطُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ رُسُلَهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah imposes His messengers on whosoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And definitely Allah is powerful over everything. مَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. Whatsoever Allah has restored to His messenger from the people of the township. Now this is the law. فَلِلَّهِ. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلْرَسُولِ. And His messenger. وَلِذِ الْقُرْبَىٰ. And all those are the kindred or the kinsmen of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِيَتَامَىٰ. And the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And the needy. وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. And the travelers, the wayfarers. كَيْ لَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. So that the wealth should not remain circulating among the rich only of you. Now this is a very big fundamental principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined here. The system of equitable distribution of wealth. Not that the wealth is circulating among the haves, the rich people only. And you know, it is not settling down to the lower sections of the society. Allah has devised a plan through which this wealth is distributed equitably among all the sections of the society. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatsoever Allah, the messenger gives you, take it, receive it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever He permits, abstain from it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And have fear of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily, Allah is very severe in punishment. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. Now especially this wealth which has come to you from this Bani Nadir, the first thing to be considered for this wealth to be given lil fuqara'i muhajirin, the poor among the immigrants who had come over to Medina from Mecca, and they were poor. Fuqara'i muhajirin allatheena ukhriju min diyarihim wa amwalihim, who were expelled from their homes and possessions, yabtaghuna fadlan min Allah wa ridwana, and they are seeking only the bounty of Allah and his pleasure. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and they are helping Allah and his messenger. They are ready to fight. They took part in Badr, they took part in Uhud, and so on and so forth. They are always ready. They are at the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whenever he calls them, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, definitely, they are the truthful. So now, the first right on this knowledge hai, of this, you know, wealth which has come to the Muslims without halting. First right is for them. وَالَّذِينَ تَمَوَّوْا دَارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and those who had their abode in Al-Madinah before them, before the immigrants, that is Ansar, and in faith also, who had already accepted Islam before this Hijrah. There were so many people who had accepted Islam, and they had entered the fold of Islam before coming to Madinah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, they love those who have immigrated to them. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً, and they do not find any need in their heart or jealousy or heart burning in their heart for that which was given to the immigrants. They said, okay, they are our brothers, they are the immigrants from Medina, they are poor, okay, if nothing is given to us, no harm, let them have it. وَيُسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and they are preferring those muhajirin over themselves, وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَافَةً, although even though might have poverty with them. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ, whosoever is saved from the covetousness of their souls, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, only they are the prosperers or the successors. وَالَّذِينَ جَاؤُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ, and those who will come after them, they will say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, O our Lord, forgive us, and also our brethren who preceded us in faith. وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا ذِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and don't put in our hearts any rancor or hatred for those who have believed in you. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمُ, O our Lord, you are verily, very gracious and merciful. أَلَمْ تَرَ رَأَيْنَا الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا, now that was one party of the Hizbu Shaitan, the Ahlul Kitab, the Kuffar, open. Now the other group, which was helping them, instigating them. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا, didn't you consider the conditions of those hypocrites? يَقُولُونَ إِخْوَانِهُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, they were saying to those of their brethren who were unbelievers from among the people of the book, لَئِنْ نُخْرِجْتُمْ لَنَخْرُجَنَّ مَعَكُمْ, if you are expelled, we shall also leave Medina with you. وَلَا نُطِيعُ فِيكُمْ أَحَدًا أَبَدًا, and we are not going to believe, and we are not going to obey anybody regarding you, ever. وَإِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَنَنْصُرَنَّكُمْ, and if you are fought, there is battle against you, we shall definitely help you. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, and Allah testifies that they are liars. لَا يُخْرَجُوا لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مَعَهُمْ, if they are expelled, they will not go out with them. وَلَإِنْ قُتِلُوا لَا يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ, and if they are fought, they will never help them. وَلَإِنْ نَصَرُوهُمْ, and if at all they tried to help, لَيُوَلُّوا الْأَدْبَارَ, they will soon turn their backs, ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, and then they will not be helped. لَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَحْمَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, O believers, certainly you are more dreadful in their hearts than Allah. They fear you more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, this is because they are a people who don't have the real understanding. لَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ جَمِيعًا, these people, the Ahle Kitab or these Munafiqoon, both of them, they will never fight against you together. إِلَّا فِي قُرًى مُحَصَّنَةٍ, except in fortified townships where they themselves are safe. Only variety or from behind the walls, not face to face, but fight man to man. بَعْثُهُمْ بَعْلَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ, their enmity among them is very serious. تحسبهم جميعا. You think that they are united? وقلوبهم شتى. While their hearts are divided. How can they be united? Unity can be among only the sincere people. Whosoever is not sincere, how can they be united? ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. And this is because they are a people who have no sense. كمثل الذين من قبلهم قريب ذاقوا وبال أمرهم. They are like those who a short time before were tested and the evil result they had. وَذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ of their conduct. And this is Banu Qaynuqa, the first tribe, which was expelled just after Badr. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a very painful chastisement. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. The hypocrites are like Satan. It's called an insan ikfur. He says to man, don't believe. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ. When he disbelieves, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ. He says, I am quit, I am free, I have no connection with you. إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I fear Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتَهُمَا. So the end of both of them, Satan as well as Munafiqeen, as well as the Kuffar. عَاقِبَتَهُمَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَالِدَيْنِ فِيهَا. That both of them will be in the fire, to abide there forever, forever. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And this is the reward of those who are evildoers. Now the last section of this surah is as important as the first six ayat of Surah Al-Hadid. And here you'll find in the last three ayat the biggest collection of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one place in Quran. 16 names at one place in three ayat. Nowhere else you'll find such a flower pot, you know, all the flowers put together in a very beautiful manner and sequence. First ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Oh, you who believe, have fear of Allah, have regard for Allah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ. Every soul must see مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ, what it has sent for itself for tomorrow. The tomorrow that is hereafter. The big tomorrow. The big tomorrow which is to come. What have you said? This should be your first concern. Everybody should always be seeing to it what he has sent for him for the hereafter. Wattaqullah. In the same ayah again, have taqwa of Allah. Keep him in your mind and heart always. Ittaqullah. إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Verily Allah is aware of what you are doing. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. And don't be like those who forgot Allah. And then he made them forget themselves. Those are the transgressors. This ayah is of a very important philosophical import. And this is the basis of Allama Iqbal's philosophy of self. Forgetting yourself, what does it mean? Who forgets himself? Who forgets his needs, needs of his body, his material needs? Who doesn't care for his body and its needs and requirements? So what you forget is some other existence of yours, existence. It is not visible. Your ruh, your spirit, that is your real self. When I say my pen, what does it mean? Pen is a different say, another thing, and I am a different person. I own this. There is a connection, relationship of ownership of one thing by the other. When I say my body, who is that I? Who owns this body? My hand, my feet, my head, my this, my that, my eyes, my ears, my body. But who is that I? Who possesses this body? That is the spiritual existence of man. That is the khudi, that is the self. That is the ana. And man just forgets it. He takes himself to be an animal. This is the biggest tragedy of our age, especially due to Darwinian theory of evolution. Now people think we are animals, just like other animals. There is no qualitative difference between animals and man. The difference is only quantitative. Just as we have a horse and a donkey, both are animals. Donkey is a coarse animal, horse is a refined animal, that's all. What's the difference? No other difference. The same instincts, the same something to eat, something to drink, the same sexual procreation, everything. What's the difference? It's only qualitative, quantitative. In the same way, what's the difference between man and chimpanzee and gorilla? So, it's also a quantitative difference, not qualitative difference. So, modern man has just taken himself to be an animal and nothing else. This is the tragedy. And there is, you know, in the Upanishads, Hindu scriptures, a very beautiful quotation. Man in his ignorance identifies himself with the material sheets which encompass his real self. Real self is something within me, and around this real self there are the sheets, material sheets, the bones and the flesh and then the skin. You know, these are the material sheets. But man in his ignorance, he doesn't know the real self. He thinks this is me, this is I, the physical body, this is me. Man in ignorance identifies himself with the material sheets which encompass his real self. So this is the ayah. Because it was asked by Nazir Niyazi, Allama Iqbal, that people say, sometimes people say, you have borrowed your philosophy of the self from such and such persons, from such and such persons. You should say, what is the source of your philosophy of self? He said, okay, come tomorrow at that time and I will dictate to you. So he said, I was very happy, very happy. The poet of the East, he will be dictating to me. So when he, at the appointed time, he went there with a pencil and a notebook, ready to write down. Allama Iqbal said, take out that copy of Quran. So I was somewhat disappointed. He has not asked me to take out any book of philosophy, Nietzsche or someone else. But he has said, Quran. Then he said, open Surah Al-Hashr, this ayah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those who forget Allah. And as a punishment, Allah makes them forget themselves. They have resigned from their high position of being the vicegerent of Allah on earth. They have taken upon them the position of an animal and nothing else. لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The dwellers of the fire and the dwellers of the garden are not equal. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Verily, the dwellers of the garden, they are the triumphants. They will be the successful. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا اللَّهَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ حَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Had we sent down this Quran on some mountain, you would have seen it humbled and split asunder in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But tilka al-amsalu nadribuha lin-nasi la'allahum yatafakkarun. And these are the similitudes for mankind that we strike, so that they should ponder, they should reflect. Now this is the simile. But as you know, in Surah Araf, that incident has been mentioned, which took place when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, you have blessed me with this conversation with you. I had before also. Today you have again blessed me with the conversation. One more request is granted. Show yourself to me. I want to look at you. What was the answer? لَنْ تَرَانِ. You won't be able to see me. ولكن انظر الى الجبل, but look to that mountain in front of you. I will throw a light of mine own on that jabal, on that mountain. فَإِنِسْتَقَرَّ مَقَانَهُ. If it can bear it and stands at its place, فَصَوْفَ تَرَانِي, then you can hope that you can see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah cast down a shadow, you may call, a reflection you may call, a light from His whatever we can say, تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّنْ وَصَرَّ مُوسَى صَيْقًا. The mountain was broken into pieces, and Musa, although he was seeing that tajalli of Allah indirectly, it was not directly on him, but he fell down unconscious. So that was the effect of the tajalli, illumination, and same is the effect of the illumination of the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah. This is the word of Allah. Had it been sent down a piece, one piece, on the mountain, that would have crumbled. Now the last three ayat, as I told you, the biggest flower pot of the names of Allah. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. He is Allah. There is no God except Him. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. The knower of the seen and the unseen. Hu ar-Rahmanur Rahim. He is the compassionate, the merciful. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. He is Allah. There is no God but He. Al-Malik. He is the Sovereign, Al-Quddus, the Holy One, As-Salam, free from all shortcomings, Al-Mumin, giver of peace, Al-Muhaymin, the Protector, Al-Aziz, the Mighty, Al-Jabbar, the Compeller, Al-Mutakabbir, the Self-Magnified One. This takabbur is something bad for us. But for Allah, it is most befitting. Self-magnifying. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَاقِنِ الصَّلَاةَ لِلذِكْرِ. Self-magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have eight names of Allah in one ayah. And if you add up the ayah before it and after, it will become 16. Subhanallah amma yusad. You don't find any vow between. No end. All these attributes of Allah present in His personality, in His person, at once, simultaneously. Who Allahul Khaliq? He is Allah. Who is the creator? Al-Bari. He is the inventor. Al-Musawwir. He is the fashioner of the forms. Lahul Asma'ul Husna. To Him belong all the good names. يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now the same, the words with which this surah started, صَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That is past tense, صَبَّحَ. يُصَبِّحُ, مُزَارَع. And مُزَارَع has in Arabic grammar both present and future. So this glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by everything and every person in the universe, it has been going on always from ever. It is being done at any moment, at every moment, and it will continue forever. يُحَبِّهُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاللَّهُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And the same two words, Al-Hakim, Al-Aziz. He is all-powerful, almighty. He has all the authority. There are no checks and balances on His authority. Al-Hakim, but at the same time, He is the wise. His authority is balanced with His wisdom. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.